Hello, good morning, and happy breakfasting. I'm Kingsley.
And I'm Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio. A news-packed week, or 2 weeks actually, this week. So, starting from the top, I don't know, tell me which ones you want to pick up to. Okay.
No, go for it.
Alright, so starting from the top then. So, metering and charge back at Twitter. Quite interesting with the MuCon stuff on today. It's Twitter's way of trying to scale stuff efficiently by making people pay for what they use. Netflix don't do agile. No, so I read the article. It's basically a guy who said there's pretty much 80 teams here who all run independently. We're too big and we release stuff too quickly to know if we're doing agile or not. Oh. We just get requirements in and we get them out to production as quick as we can.
So that is agile.
Yeah, it kind of is to the letter of it, really, isn't it? It's like delivering value rather than specific processes.
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah, we don't really do stand-ups or ceremonies.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it means the like retros and planning.
I don't think they do ceremonies, they just keep delivering and shipping software.
Right.
But Netflix, I guess, are a bit weird in that they've got like a whole suite of tools to just get stuff out the door really quickly.
We had a talk by someone from Netflix in ITV a few weeks ago. It's really interesting.
Cool. What was the talk there?
It's really cool how they target people. They have a list of pictures and they throw it out randomly, and the pictures that get the best most clicks, they use those pictures. Or say if you watch a lot of action films, and I watch a lot of romance films, you'll see something with like a bit of action from the pictures,
right.
And I'll see a picture that has more of a romance edge to it.
So it's like the recommendations people in.
They target people completely.
You're thinking of doing the same thing then at ITV?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not in that kind of area. But it was just interesting to see how they work and what they're doing.
Yeah, they've got a lot of stuff there. I mean,
it sounded amazing.
Yeah, in terms of just delivering stuff, they look awesome. So, in fact, I think almost all the tools that people use against AWS seem to be something to do with Netflix at some point. Mm. So, there was a load of noise around CRISPR that was out this week. From what I could tell, CRISPR is a way of analysing genomes and trying to pretty much hack DNA sequences and one thing and another to try and get rid of diseases, is what the article said. Yeah, it was like, oh, this is the biggest thing in tech that's come out in a generation, but I couldn't really get my head around it.
No,
so
it
sounds complicated. Yeah, I have to read it again. James Dyson puts a load of money into teaching people tech.
Is that Dyson?
Yeah, Dyson.
Mm.
Yeah, he's putting some money into some college or university thing in the Midlands around tech. Yeah, it's nice to see someone putting money back into it. Cybersecurity initiative kicked off, and there was the self-harm playbook that seemed to do the rounds, which looked a lot like what the challenges the GDS team came up with when they started GDS. And if you don't know anything about GDS, they were pretty much about a dozen hackers, from what I can tell, that the government got together about 10 years ago to try and bootstrap digital into the government. So bring in, like, deliberate pace hacker culture back into government delivery. So, I mean, they did really well at it, but, yeah, it's been a long time now, and maybe it's starting to tire out a bit. SaltWorks Radar came out.
Oh, I read this. Yeah.
What were the bits that kind of stood out to you? Any or none?
So it was nice to see that they're following the same kind of things as where I work too. So that was nice to see. Things like microservices, agile. What else did they do?
Yeah, I mean, so
seems like common sense a lot.
Yeah, it comes out quarterly, but it always seems to kind of. So the first time I'd heard of consumer contracts was through SaltWorks Radar, and that was probably a couple of years ago. And the stuff that kind of stood out from this one for me was that they were really pulling out virtual reality and augmented reality. It's like, this is going to be a big thing.
It's nice they concentrate on the new stuff.
Yeah, when ThoughtWorks start talking about it, then yeah, it's kind of, it's probably crossed the chasm, if that means anything to you. No, there was a book called Crossing the Chasm, okay, which was a big thing about new innovation in tech, and whether it succeeds or fails is like how it manages to leap across from early adopters to kind of mainstream. But it feels like it's kind of crossed that gulf when ThoughtWorks start talking about it. So, all right, the new Macs were announced since we last caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think? So, they did get really good reviews.
Did they?
Yeah, they got really, really strong reviews.
All I heard of people being a bit angry about it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of moaning.
A lot of angriness. I don't know, originally I was kind of in the mindset that, you know, they put out products that people can buy, they don't need to buy. If you don't like the stuff they're making, don't buy it kind of thing. They're the retailer, that kind of attitude. But then I read an article about how it's a MacBook Pro, and in that word Pro, it comes with a lot of baggage, if that makes sense. So with Pro, you have to be able to tick a lot of those boxes, and with this new laptop they're not quite ticking those boxes, and it has a lot of knock-on effects for people, for companies and things using them, which
I think there's been like a four-year cycle since they've upgraded it, and a lot of people are expecting magic to come out. I must admit, the first like day or two I just thought I wasn't very impressed, but now I'm kind of looking at it thinking that I'm probably going to end up doing it really. But I did moan about it quite a lot.
Well, I think the things that people use that are in business have been taken away, like the escape button. I know it's there, but people are not happy with it. The fact that you have to have a dongle for lots of connections. There's a joke about how you can't even connect your new iPhone to your new MacBook.
Yeah,
things like that is a bit frustrating. However, from a consumer side, not a business side, I think the touch bar looks really cool.
I mean, the other thing was, so I also like grabbed on hold of a post that talks about FAA regulations, so like aviation authority regulations, and how you can only have batteries up to a certain power that can be used on flights, and that might have driven a lot of the design choices for the new method. So actually it's been built with all these restrictions so that you can use it anywhere. So it's not just kind of been thrown together, it sounds like there's some reasoning behind it.
But the price.
Yeah, but they're always that price.
No, they've been hyped up massively. And for the UK more, so there's a joke again that you can fly to America, pick up a MacBook and fly back for the same price you could buy it here.
All I would say is that
Brexit?
No, not that. So there was another post by like a guy who runs infrastructure or desktop computing, you know, either Google or LinkedIn or one of kind of the big companies, who said, yeah, but if you don't go for a Mac and if you go for a Windows machine or equivalent, the support costs of us running that are about two or three times as much. So we'd much sooner pay $4,000 for a Mac.
Yeah, but what about non-business pairs? Someone at home? Like, I was planning on getting one for home, and now it's a bit like...
No, they are.
Bit of a...
Still mega expensive.
Yeah.
All right, go on, we better crack on. But, you know, the obvious solution is download RAM. If you didn't see that, it was basically a joke trolling site. Click on a button to get 4 gig extra RAM.
Okay.
It was
just charge your phone in a microwave kind of joke.
All right, did you see that? No, I've never seen that.
Loads of people put out a thing, if you put your phone in a microwave, the waves will charge your phone.
Yeah, does that work?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, okay. Well, I did try and send that out to people saying this is...
Oh, did you? Did you get any, like,
I said, this is how you'll fix your new MacBook.
Yeah.
I obviously ran the wrong circuit. All right, so go on, the big one this week. Scala 2.12 is out. Main changes seem to be around Java 8 compatibility, bits of performance improvements, and a write-based either, still not sure how you say it. This has become a big thing.
There's a song about that song.
Is it?
Either or either, no? Tomato.
Oh, yeah. So maybe I hang around in the long circle. Has that caused any waves for you?
No.
Okay.
I guess until we start using it.
Yeah, I know it changes some of the cat's APIs. That's
all. Okay. So, no, we don't use that in our team.
Okay. Yeah, that was where it kind of crashed into my world. But anyway, SBT 1313 again seems to get lots of noise and lots of traction about it with the new command and templates. And Miles also did a talk about the type level Scala compiler and how that kind of sits in the general Scala compiler world. All right, firing through the blockchain stuff. Zero knowledge proofs seem to have been a big thing. And the Zcash thing was launched, which is kind of related to it. So zero knowledge proofs and Zcash. The thing that they have in common is basically making transactions between people anonymous. So there's a bit of an awkwardness where, so if I wanted to buy things on the black market, I could do it through Zcash.
In
theory, maybe in practice,
yeah.
No one knows who's transacted, just money's been swapped around, and that's all you see. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of an awkward thing, but there we go. Also, a couple of posts about blockchain basics, and Microsoft seem to be productionizing or productizing Ethereum in their stack. Lots of stuff around Kubernetes as well this week. It's out and supported by Azure's Container Services. Some other bits and bobs, probably the standout ones from this. Steve Smith, a guy who I work with at the moment, I've worked with before, has done a How Do You Measure Continuous Delivery book, or has started working on that. Yeah, Steve knows CD stuff inside out, so that should be
That's really cool.
Good. Yeah. And also, there was a big post kind of rubbishing the history of Docker. So,
really?
Yeah, if you've not seen it.
Is it a negative?
Oh, yeah, and it's quite a long post, and it's quite detailed, saying basically how every point release of Docker has broken everything that's gone before.
Really?
And how the Docker camp just don't care about
it.
So.
That's the first negative thing I've heard about Docker, actually.
Oh, yeah, and it's really done the rounds, this one. It's pretty much saying it's not ready for prime time of production, was my reading of it. So.
Interesting.
Did you have a look at any of the finalies?
So happened to show me the Potter commands on the Google Pixel.
Yeah. To be honest, I've only ever switched the torch on and off on the phone, and that's
Is there more you can do?
Yeah, there's more than that, but that's the only one I've used. The other thing was like a load of drones that have been built, that are like tiny drones that have all been built in the shape of Star Wars things, and they can shoot lasers.
Oh.
So you can have like drone battles with them. Sort of got like targets on each other. I know, it's kind of geeky really. This is obviously all building up for the Star Wars
release.
Kids
but... though, right?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, whatever. So, yeah, the kids would love it too. All right, a quick one on the events. MuCon was on yesterday and on today. Dave G talking at MuCon, and also talking after MuCon tonight about Shapeless.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That should be cool, actually. It looks like full house for that one. Scala Matsuri tickets on sale. A busy old time in Poland coming up. The Scala Wave coming up in November.
Oh, yeah, there's loads going on.
What were the other two? Scala Sphere.
Lambda Days.
And Lambda Days, basically one after the other. So Lambda Days, February, Scala Sphere, the very start of March. Otherwise, before the end of the year, ChainConf, which is a blockchain conference in December, and straight after it, Scala Exchange, where we still have to have a chat.
We still have a lot to do.
Yeah, but it's miles away, so...
It's not.
Yeah, I still think it's miles away, but maybe it's not.
Next time we talk, there'll be a new US president.
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow.
Today. Well, they're today.
How do you think it's going to go? What's your gut feeling?
So I have lost all trust and faith in polls and humankind since Brexit, so you never know, do you?
Could go any which way, couldn't it?
Just the fact that I think the polls are now on 44% for Trump.
Oh, right.
That alone, even if he doesn't win, is still...
Yeah, the interesting, it feels like a... So it feels a bit like, do you prefer being kicked or punched? One's harder than the other, but you don't really want either of them. So that's my
at least
feel
one of them. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of hate for Hillary on Twitter where I've seen it. But I don't know. There's something about the out. What am I saying? How brazen he is with his comments.
Oh yeah, there is something
it's
to
just,
that.
Yeah, it's just too, like.
Well, we'll do you know when the results are out? Is it like early hours of the morning?
Yeah, they stay up all night, like
legally. Right, okay. Well, I guess by the time all of this gets put together, there will be a new president.
Oh!
So, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it might be time for World War III, so we'll see. Anyway, on which upbeat note, sign off.